7th of February. Discussion with Nina, Sarah, Jonathan, Sukin, Robert, Annika, and Ivan.
But I should tell you a little about seeing first. We talk a lot about seeing because seeing is not thinking about the people. Because we think that we see people, but that's not true. And Achan will always help us to understand what seeing is, that it is only what impinges on the eye sense and that it is only color that is seen. So we are always considering it, and it's so difficult because different moments of consciousness are so fast, and then it seems that it is all at the same time, that you see at once, here is a person, but it is not so in reality. So of course, I have questions about it. I listened to the radio yesterday, and you were talking about seeing and thinking, and you said thinking only thinks part of what is seen, part of visible object, but all the other part of visible object is still seen, or is still seeing. And I find that very helpful, and it would help me if you could add something more about it.
It's just like this moment, right? What Kundalini just said.
That we only take part of visible object, right, and think about it, but not all, but we think that we think about all.
We pick out particular aspects, or this is the nimitta or nupyanjana, paying attention to particular details and then building up a long story about them.
So is it thinking that picks out part of
But I hadn't considered that enough, you see. Mm.
So what should be known at this moment?
Visible object and seeing.
To begin developing the understanding of visible object as just now, and thinking is different from visible object.
So can we say that foreground and background is just a matter of thinking and is not something in the visible object?
Seeing sees.
Seeing sees visible object.
Can anyone stop thinking after seeing?
No, nobody can.
But right understanding can begin just by hearing on and on about visible object and thinking.
Hearing on and on. So we'd like to hear more. We like, please, please.
Now there is thinking, usually thinking. And some moments can be moments of beginning to understand the reality which is now appearing as visible object only. Visible object. But we cannot stop thinking. But there can be moments of beginning to understand visible object, apart from thinking, little by little, until when panya grows, the attention to thinking of people and thing and shape and form will become decreasing gradually. But it's not the point of trying not to know or to understand what is seen. The point is developing the understanding that no matter what there is thinking about, visible object is something, but visible object is just that. Actually, it appears so rapidly, changing from one moment to another moment. But that is not the point of the self to try again, but it's the developing of understanding. So we'll become to understand what is meant in not paying attention to nimitta and nupayanchana, because of right understanding is there about visible object. Otherwise, there's no way to distinguish the seeing visible object and thinking and concept.
But the problem in paying attention to nimitta and nupayanchana is we do it with akusala. What's wrong in paying attention to nimitta and anupayanchana? What's wrong in thinking?
Not understanding correctly what is what.
But it sounds almost as if it's advised not to pay attention to nimitta and anupayanchana.
But how? not just not paying attention, but how, without understanding, it's impossible to have that understanding.
Can you say that we begin to understand different nimittas and anupyanjana? For example, seeing, nimitta of seeing and nimitta of thinking?
We don't have to say or to think in words, but actually at this moment there is seeing and there is also thinking of the nimitta, of the sign of whispered object, right? So it's very ordinary as usual. It's like now all jetasikas are performing the function each moment unknowingly. But right understanding can begin to see that no self is there at all. At this moment of seeing, at the moment of thinking. So it's just developing understanding of whispered object. Because before there is the hearing about realities, no conditions to understand whisper object as whisper object at all.
I can understand that. The problem is that we take something out of visible object and take that as real, and that's our problem. But it seems to me that there is something in thinking that it's not possible without it. Means that thinking seems to have a function. Could we say that?
Now there is thinking. Every time there is hearing, there is thinking. And yes, all jetasikas have performed their functions already, each moment. Seven jetasikas with citta which sees, and more than seven when there is thinking. See? All gone, passed away. So panya can develop the understanding intellectually from hearing, and then it develops, panya develops, sati develops, the wholesome jetasikas develop with right understanding little by little until it's fully developed. So there's no doubt about thinking and visible object as different doorways.
It seems that there's only thinking and never seeing and never hearing.
But there is no one who thinks.
No.
So no demarcation between seeing and thinking right now yet. Because no developed understanding of visible object as visible object. No awareness of it. There is always thinking about the story of seeing and thinking.
Just getting back to Sukhin's questions, is what you're saying to the effect that for the arahant, the being who's enlightened, there would still be attending to the shape and form, nimitta and anupyanjana?
Without doubt and understanding.
Right. So the problem is not the attending to the detail, but it's the doubt and
the understanding.
Lack of understanding.
Phil had a question. There's so much conceptualizing rather than seeing. Sense doors cover mind door. It is thinking that covers sense door. There is not aware of visible object because so much thinking. It's mm-hmm. just what we discussed.
I think his question was that often he reads that you say that the sense doors cover the mind door, but for him it seems that because there's so much thinking and paying attention to details, it seems that it's the mind door that's covering the sense doors.
This is also thinking.
This?
Yes.
What is it? I didn't get it.
This is also thinking.
Thinking. This
because
is,
now we know that there must be mind door after sense door, but does it show up? So that we know that we have mind door more than sense door.
Seems like we see all the time, but seeing is very rare compared to mind door.
Yeah. Because and also hearing, so when is thinking?
Because when we're lost in the thinking, mm-hmm. there isn't any awareness of those mind door.
Otherwise, there must be lots of thinking without seeing, but now seeing all the time. Actually, more thinking than seeing.
But when we say this, usually it's just thinking
right.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can just raise one or two more of his questions. He read that we can't understand panya until we understand sila and dana. What are your comments on this? Because he tends to think that Panya takes care of everything. He read that we can't understand Panya until we understand Sila
and
Dhamma.
The person who has Sila understand reality just by having Sila. Wait until next lives. We don't know how many lives. When there is only Sila.
What about when there is only Panya, though?
It can understand anything.
No Sila.
At moment of Panya, is it not Sila?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think of Sila?
What do you think about it?
Many levels.
Okay. Yeah. What is it?
Restraint.
Sila deals with speech and deeds, usually, a level of Sila, the beginning. But is it not citta and cittasika, which is wholesome?
It must be.
And sometimes, even it's not wholesome, it doesn't condition any deeds, wrong deeds or ill deeds at all. Who knows that?
That is not Sila, is it?
Yes, so mind or
that is panya.
If it's not wholesome.
That's panya, which know different levels of Sila.
What if dana and Sila is done with self? It's not necessarily leading to panya, is it?
Just Sila anyone can have without understanding because it's my Sila or the other Silas.
Are you familiar with the terms?
Partly, yes.
Oh, yes.
I have a question. I know in physics, to understand the reality, scientists break the things into the elements and then atoms and elementary particles. And it seems to me that this is a parallel kind of breaking our processes into the elements, the smallest possible elements of our experiences and processes to then go with it. And when we break that down to this and are aware of the each moment separately as it is, what then?
That's the idea of self. All the way. Who breaks it up? Who is aware? Not the understanding of reality, no matter what we call it, atom or what in physics, but it has its own characteristic whenever it arises by conditions and then it falls away in split seconds. What is left is not the same one, but we take it for permanent very shortly, but it's still permanent for a while, so we can call that atom or what and what, see? But actually, that is thinking about realities as element, but it's not the insight, the true nature of each reality as it is. For example, when we talk about citta, the consciousness, the faculty of experiencing an object, do we have the understanding of the mental factor which accompanies it, like cetasikas? See? We just think about one thing like citta, but we know nothing about cetasikas, even it's there. And what you can do is just about rupa, the corporeality, not the nama, because it needs insight to see, to understand thoroughly of a moment as it is with panya, which has been developed to that degree, to see that seeing is not thinking. And seeing has many cetasikas accompanying it. And it does not last, just arise and falls away by conditions. There is no self, no one who can try to do anything beside understanding realities as they are.
How does the sound feel? I'm still far from being aware of each moment separately.
It is true, the Buddha was called Vipajivadan, analyst. So there is analysis into elements that is an aspect. Yeah.
But the question is awareness I? Can we have it at any time that we would like to have, like now? I'm going to be aware. Is that awareness as just an element, a reality, which is uncontrollable at all? Because at that moment when one is thinking about awareness, awareness does not arise yet. So what is there before the arising of awareness? I. Things.
Is it that at the moment of understanding, really deep understanding of something, that we really at that moment lose ourselves? We do, I think.
It seems like there is someone who is losing something. Until there is no one at all.
So there are elements, but there's no we who breaking things into elements. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
And there's no question of being aware of each moment or each reality. It's just to follow Phil's question through a little bit more. So the first one was about whether it's about Sila and Dana before the development of Panya. And then he also says he heard you say, how can there be more detachment without developing more good deeds? This was a rhetorical question I think you asked, and he asks if you would elaborate on this.
Say it again, please.
How can there be more detachment without developing more good deeds?
More detachment.
That's the question. Self again.
Are good deeds necessary to develop?
Whose good deeds?
No,
as long deed. As there is no understanding of reality as reality, is always I. So no use to be good without understanding.
No use.
No use.
Because one has to go on and on and on and on and on, non-stop.
Just good deed, good deed,
just
good deed.
Right, no, and good result.
Just samsara.
And yeah.
Just for oneself, just doing good deeds.
So just more samsara there.
And how can one is as good without the eradication of the idea of self? One might think that one is so good, but as long as there is self, can that be good?
But for a social life, for the other people.
If one is not good enough, what about social?
No, but it's good for other people if you don't kill.
Yes, then what? No understanding and no understanding.
And no understanding, but at least you don't kill, you don't lie.
This life you don't kill.
It's good for other people, for life and society.
Do you kill every day?
No.
But you have a kusala every day.
Certainly.
So what? Be good? Enough? Not enough?
It's not enough.
So no. Develop more.
But we cannot say that it is wrong to...
No, good. Kusala is not wrong.
Even without understanding.
Yeah, but it depends on what level of kusala it is. Mm-hmm. Ordinary one or with right understanding.
That's better.
How about the person has many a kusala but also has understanding? Or the compare with the person who has a lot of kusala but not much understanding? Which is better?
And what will bring the result at the end?
And you will bring the end of samsara at the end.
So on this question about the detachment and the good deeds, he continues, I sense I'm in need of some guidance in this area because currently there is a lot of arrogant dismissal of the idea of good deeds that are done without understanding, rooted in the desire to be a more wholesome person, out of clinging to our loved ones and loved notions, etc. So he appreciates that Panya must come first, but that's why he was surprised when he heard you ask whether there can be more detachment without developing more good deeds.
There can be more detachment?
You asked, how can there be more detachment without developing more good deeds? So it made it sound like...
Including understanding.
All kinds of kusala.
But he says he needs guidance.
Because Panya is also wholesome. It doesn't mean that left Panya out.
There's more to it.
Maybe you can elaborate.
No, I don't know. But it seems a question that he takes it very much to heart, that he needs guidance about, well, he heard on the tape perhaps that it is useless or not so good without Panya, but he is wondering whether there's still some use. But it is, because the Buddha encouraged people.